Thanks, Jeff Cherry, for that incredible financial symphony once again. And we would love to thank Cherry Wealth Advisors for sponsoring the show each and every week. Jamal, how cool is it to have Zion and Abby here with us as interns?
Pretty convenient, man.
Pretty convenient is correct. So JVC Broadcasting, arguably one of the most powerful broadcasting agencies around the world. I could understand how they would like to learn from this. So I have Zayana and Abby here to, as interns. Let's talk with you, Zayana. What are you here for? What are you doing?
Well, I'm here because my goal, I'm getting my bachelor's in communication, but I'm focused on broadcast and journalism, but mostly broadcast because I'm trying to become a news anchor.
A news anchor, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, like sir. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I'm working on it a little
bit. Are you, what college are you at?
UWF.
UWF here in the Northwest Florida campus or the Pensacola or both?
Right now, I'm at Northwest Florida right now.
Okay, good. So you're right here in the campus here in town.
Yes.
That's cool. And what year are you?
This will be my fourth year.
Your fourth year? This is it?
Yes.
When do you graduate?
I got this semester and the next semester is like my last semester. So next year.
All right,
let's
then.
Go.
And we're going to come back to that. Of course, we're going to go back and forth. So Abby, let's talk about you. What is your goal here?
I would like to be on the radio. I want to be a radio broadcaster.
I'll be darned.
Yes.
And what is it? You know, again, folks, my name's Ted. I'm a Chamber of Commerce guy. So we have people here who want to and are probably better than I are. You could probably start interviewing these people later on. So what is it about the radio that intrigues you so much?
It is so much fun. And I just love talking. I've been good at talking my whole life.
If I
could major in talking, I would, which I mean, I do. I majored in communications, so I could talk to anybody for hours, days.
And that's at UWF here in Emerald Coast campus here also in town?
Yeah. So this past semester was my, I guess, first and last semester at the Emerald Coast campus. I was at the Pensacola campus for most of my degree.
All right. So we have two UWF. What is the brand? What is their mascot? Do you know, Zion?
Argo.
Argo, good. Just double checking.
Yes.
And Abby, do you know who the president of UWF is now?
Dr. Martha Saunders.
Very good. Just double checking to make sure you folks were not fake UWF students here.
We're legit.
We're legit. So let's talk about the intern here with JVC Broadcasting. What are some of the things, Zayana, that you've been doing with them?
Lately, I have been working with sales. I've been doing a couple commercials, and I've also been on air with Woofy and JT. That's it so far.
All right. So now you get a feel for the on air, the variety of personalities. JT, certainly a little different than Woofy.
Yes.
And if you had some of the other ones, they're all a little bit different. But that's just what makes them unique, right?
Most definitely.
All right. And what would you say your style of newscasting would be when you get to that?
My style. That's a good question.
Thank you. We'll come back to it and see then what we come up with. So, but anyway, back to Abby. Now, you want to be on the radio. Have you had the opportunity of sitting in with some of the other DJs?
Yes. So I got to be on the morning show with Bo last week, which was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then I've been with Woofy and also JT and as well as Scott Mallory.
All right. So you have all four of the gang.
Yes.
Now, you know, as I noted, they're all four men. Why is that? Why are there men here and not a woman disc jockeys?
I honestly do not know, but I wouldn't mind being.
You're ready to go.
Well, one of the women on here. That'd be really cool.
And do you have a name? You know, most of the DJs have made up names. You know that, right? They're not their real names.
Yes.
So do you have a name that yours would be?
I've thought about going. So since I'm getting married soon, I'm changing my last name. So I would like to keep my last name kind of with it. So I was going with Opie because Opie is a good nickname from my last name now. So I'd like to keep that alive.
Opie is your last name?
Well, it's a nickname from my last name.
I see. Oh, got it. Okay, good. So Opie, now that's cool.
Yes.
Now, the only thing people think of Opie is Mayberry, right? Griff, isn't that the
yes.
only thing?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, these years later, that's like the only Opie we've ever had. So you could be the second Opie, the second most famous Opie, until you surpass the original Opie from the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah. Hey, I'm open to everything. I'm ready.
All right, cool. So back to Zion, we were talking about Abby wants to be on the radio, but you want to be on TV. You want to be on broadcast, you say.
Yes, I do.
Have you had a chance to practice that anywhere at college?
Not in college, but at home, most definitely. I have a big family, so sitting in front of them and having them look at me and tell me, you know, what I'm doing wrong, what I need to work on, is perfect.
Well, in this day and age with YouTube videos and things along those lines, do you film yourself and kind of critique it?
Most definitely. Always. Because I like to see like how I am and how comfortable I am on camera,
right,
which is really awesome because I'm very comfortable. So
I'm surprised that the campus doesn't have a broadcast, like an in campus TV show.
They do. Where I'll start going in January.
Oh, I see. So you just haven't made it there. You'll do it next semester.
Correct. Yes.
I'll be darned. And will we be able to see that?
Yeah.
All right. And have you seen some of the outtakes on YouTube where they do the crazy outtakes that reporters do that they kind of mess up, you know?
Yes.
Seen
I see. Yes.
What do they teach you to make sure that doesn't happen?
Just try to be honest. And if you don't know, then you just don't know. You know, don't try to make it seem like you do know. Don't try to fake it. So try to be ahead. Try to plan ahead. And if you mess up, I mean, it's part of life. I mean,
there you go. It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
So Abby, back to you on this now. You're, you know, radio a little bit different than TV. Do you foresee yourself being on a talk radio station like Florida Man Radio, which is talk 24/7? Or would you like to see more dialogue and playing music?
I would prefer to do dialogue and playing music because I love music so much. It's been a big part of my life. I'm a huge country music buff.
All right, then.
Love country music. But like I said, I love talking. So if I'm on a talk show, that's cool too. I've done a little bit of podcasting. I took a class at UWF in Pensacola where we did a podcast type thing. And that was so much fun. Loved doing that, especially when I got to pick what I talked about.
Right.
So it was just kind of.
How do they determine? I mean, how does someone who's sitting in a room predominantly all by themselves for the most part, playing music and then having to report things, how have they instructed you that you're supposed to get these fun little tidbits of pointers?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, well, you know, you play Garth Brooks and then you play Keith Urban and then you got to come back and you have some like filler. It will say like 3 minutes of filler. So how do you get that 3 minutes of filler?
You can just plan ahead and just decide what you want to do. You can have interaction, call to action stuff to have, you know, oh, like, what do you think about this? Let me know. Call me at, you know, whatever the number is. And you could do that or you could just talk about one of your own experiences. I know I've talked a lot about serving whenever I'm on the stations, but it's really just what you think people will want to listen to.
What about contests? Have you ever won anything on the radio?
I have, yes. I won free Luke Combs tickets.
Look at that. Yeah. Was it at the Wharf?
No, it was at the Sandshaker in Pensacola.
Wow. Yeah. It was just a while ago then when he was not too busy. Then.
It was an acoustic show and it was a completely free show. The only people that were allowed admission into it were the people that won it from the radio. Very it was cool. A very exclusive thing and I was one of the people and it was so cool.
Fantastic. I love it. Now, Ziana, tell us what else. Do you have a particular radio show? Are you talking about syndicated? Are you talking about local, big town, small town? Where do you think you'll go?
Starting off, I would like to start off local, small, and then I would like to make my way into like bigger cities such as like New York City or Texas. But I would love to go to UK.
Like, oh, this is big time. Okay, so we're going to New York to Texas to UK.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and do they teach you on how to get jobs there at UWF? Do they have like a career counselor that says this is the way you do it?
I'm not sure about a career counselor, but I know they have like a career source and they have like opportunities like on like the website. So,
And have you started looking at that? Because you're graduating, did you say in May of next year?
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Now, why would it not be achieved? You've got to be an A student, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely really, really good. I made a dean's list this past semester. So that was like a really big thing. I just want to make sure like my advisor, don't forget about this other class or sneak another class in there. So that's
sneak one in there. Your advisor would sneak in a class.
they always
so
sneak
you
something.
Would not graduate on time.
I wouldn't if I don't meet all the requirements. But so far, it looks like I have. So. Yes.
Well, we're excited for you on that, my friend. And Abby, you also are graduating next May. Is that correct? Is that what you said?
I graduate this summer. So after
you graduate this summer?
Yes. After this internship is completed, I will have my degree.
Aha. Uh-huh. And where do you go from there then? Same question as we designed. Have you started interviewing or sending out resumes or whatever?
I have not yet. I'm honestly hoping that I may be able to do something with JVC.
Just right here.
I would hope so. But obviously, there's opportunities everywhere as well.
Jamal,
so
do you get a vote on that? Do you know?
Yeah.
Jamal, the producer, the one who decides all of these key decision makers here. So, you know, what's really fun, Ziana, about this and the broadcasting is we get to meet lots of different people. Coming up in just a minute, TJ's Chillin' Treats. Maybe he'll bring some snacks for us.
That'd be perfect.
Won't that be fun? So that's the fun thing about the news and broadcasting. You never know who you're going to encounter.
Exactly.
Well, you seem very kind and delightful. Some of the things on the news are really not as kind and delightful in the world right now. You be able to handle it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Because I got to look at it as it's not my life. It's not affecting me personally. Yes, it's affecting everybody else, but it's not going to bother me. I can handle a lot of things.
All right, that's good. Now, Abby, you're getting ready to graduate now. And let's just say that JVC Broadcasting has hired you and it is your first day on the job at one of the stations here. Let's give me your opening line on the radio. Give me your introduction and your little jingle.
Oh, I I haven't practiced that yet.
You haven't practiced it? You gotta have that.
I mean, I could say, hi, everybody. It's Opie with Highway 98 Country, and I'm ready to start the day.
There we go. Okay, well, that works. Jamal, that works, right?
Yep. Jamal.
One-liners.
I hope the TJ and his any sidekicks that he's with today are much more talkative than that. We'll soon find out, I suppose. We've been honored to have two interns here. We have Ziana and Abby, both from UWF, each interested in getting into the broadcasting world. We're honored to have them as interns here. My best to you both, my friends, on your future careers. And Jamal, maybe you'll get a good career too sometime soon. Stay tuned for more here on Emerald Coast Weekly.